Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Happy, happy new year. Happy new moon energy coming up on January 11th. I have been writing about the prophecy stone and the archangels of abundance. If you can follow me at my blog, I started a new blog on our shop, Crystal Vibes River Market, to talk about the stones and the gems, how they can help us, and the angels, how they are helping us in this third dimensional world that we are living in. They are working in the subtle energies and infusing us with what we needed to raise our frequencies, our vibrations. And I just really am amazed of the wonderment of the Akashic Records and the Prophecy Stone. So, where do I start? I had a client and we were working on the issues about black race. And at the end of the session, I opened my Archangel's cards by Diana Cooper. And Archangel Raquel and Archangel Jules and the Cherubim came to the session. And these are Archangels, intergalactic angels. Like Archangel Raquel lives inside Mother Earth and absorbs all the energies that we are giving our Mother Earth. So I saw it in a vision as the toxins, everything that we are releasing and clearing, or the DNA ancestors or the war, everything in the collective basically goes to Mother Earth. And Archangel Raquel helps transmute these energies and bring it to the ley lines, the crystal line fields of Earth, and to the stars, the planets, the galaxies, and to the four ascension helpers that we have, the Orion, Neptune, the Pleiades, I forgot the other one. So during this transmutation, he sends it to these stars and planets. So basically it's like a recycling energy to help us go into a higher vibration in our Earth's ascension. So the four constellations, stars and planets connecting with Earth's ascension, are Orion, Sirius, the Pleiades, and Neptune. So it's a higher planetary service, and I feel like they are connected to creation of abundance. So I call them the angels of abundance because they're very close to Earth and the ocean. Archangel Jules is the feminine aspect, which is the archangel of the ocean, aligning us to our highest good. And when I talk about Archangel Jules, it's the blue-green angel, archangel, that is connecting us, healing our emotional body, because we are water. And so we are interconnected to the ocean world. So these archangels are also giving me the memories. So it's from the prophecy stone that I have been working with since December. So we have them at the shop. If you want a part of the prophecy stone, they were found in Egypt. And so the layers of our unconscious, our past lives, past life recall, like our Egyptian past lives, you can access them when you're working with the prophecy stone and even beyond, because this kind of information became more solidified when I was working with the prophecy stone, because it's also grounding and it goes deeper to the unconscious. also the cherubim. The cherubim works in the 11th dimension. They are very higher rank in the archangels. They help, you know, harmonize those downloads of the seraphims so then we can receive them. And they were depicted as babies in the Renaissance period. And during that time, we were given kind of like pigments of their existence. I dreamt of the cherubim a long time ago. It's like around when I was going through like the doctor found a lump in my breast, and before that I dreamt of them. So they gave me a sign that everything is going to be good. And then the next thing you know, I had a mammogram and there was nothing. There was nothing that was there. So it also connects me to the citrine energy, so the citrine crystal. So I feel like their rays of light comes to earth, it amalgamates and create the spectrum of colors, the crystals, the pigmentations, and all of this are interconnected with the galaxy. So it's like this amazing wonderment of creation. Because when we're working with our chakra energy centers, we're also interconnected to the colors of these crystals that works with them. So for me, the self-esteem, self-worth, which is very important in loving ourselves, in understanding where we're standing at. So that's the security, self-esteem about yourself, your worth, is the solar plexus, the citrine. So that's like the golden light of Christ that is embedded within us and also connecting us to the great central sun. And so these are the latest downloads that I'm receiving, and I'm going to forecast and write them down, so then it will be in the Angels Activations book. Okay, so I feel like we need some activations from these masters, and you can just close your eyes. As we gather here today, we call upon Archangel Metatron to open the stellar gateway, the cosmic diamond portal in the celeste, and the great central sun with the cherubims, the seraphims, the Elohim, the golden showers of light upon us, activating our solar plexus, connecting to the great central sun. With the assistance of citrine, visualize this beautiful yellow light, the liquid crystalline light of citrine around your solar plexus. Very warm, comforting, raising the frequencies of our worth, value, self-esteem, security, trust, gut feelings, activations of our gut feelings, connecting to our brain, our central nervous system, as we receive downloads, the keys and codes of these masters of light. Now you can visualize a golden cocoon of light around you, illuminating your auric field, your crystalline fields, your holographic matrix, and feel the strength, the force field around you for protection, creativity, and passion. As you radiate, illuminate your light, helping others to receive as well. And we call upon Archangel Raquel, the Archangel, the Black Archangel that lives inside Mother Earth, absorbing, and you can release any heaviness, any toxicity to Mother Earth, releasing all the unconscious patterns, thoughts, beliefs that are not serving our highest good. Any vows, contracts, and agreements, any cords, just feel that purification process all the way down to the core, the magnetic field of Earth, and with Archangel Raquel helping us to transmute these energies, sending them into the grids, the ley lines, the crystalline fields of Earth, the holographic matrix. As we harmonize these energies to be sent to the four planets, stars, and constellations that are helping us in our ascension, the Pleiades, Sirians, Neptune, Orion. And this energy is coming back to our body, pure light, golden light. And now we ask Archangel Jules, the blue-green Archangel of the ocean, feeling that emotions, our heart chakra opening, trusting that all is well, releasing any harsh emotions, insecurity, envy, jealousy, not good enough. Woundedness, singleness, separation from others, fear of intimacy, breaking all those walls that kept us in our cave, in our trap. I'm seeing a hermit, so releasing the hermit out of the cave and seeing the beauty around him, surrounded by flowers, the paradise, trees, the birds singing. And feel that love around your heart, being aligned to our mind. Feel the energies connected, integrated, aligned. And we thank the angels of abundance around us with the beautiful healing energies that keep us to receive and give love. As we receive divine grace, we reclaim our sovereignty, fully grounded here on Mother Earth, creating love, joy, peace, seeing the children around us joyful, pure, and innocent. And we send love and healing light to those who are experiencing war and suffering, sending compassion, kindness, raising their hope and faith and love to cease war, and for all those people that are involved in creating war, may they find inner peace. I'm seeing a beautiful dove, the messenger, and beautiful Archangel Gabriel, the white, pure love that we deserve. Visualize Mother Earth in this white light of Archangel Gabriel for purity and peace. The symbol of white lily, may we find peace within us and around us, beaming white light to our Mother Earth. And feel that in your mind and in your heart. We thank these archangels and masters of light and the crystal kingdom, the prophecy and the citrine, for assisting us in this healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And slowly you can come back into your body, bring your awareness and feel the energies in your body, fully anchored to Mother Earth, grounded. And drink lots of water for the detox that you have done. And yeah, it's amazing time. We are living in power and abundance. These are the keys and codes of the universal year of 2024. And I'm looking forward to co-creating this Angels Activations book with you. I love you guys and have a blessed day. Namaste.